Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, starting at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, there's a lot going on at the Ferguson College of Agriculture at Oklahoma State University this fall. Dean of the Ferguson College of Agriculture, Dr. Thomas Kuhn, talked about navigating in-person classes, record high enrollment, and construction of the new Frontiers Agriculture Hall.
Our second highest number of freshmen ever in our college, and actually OSU had the second highest ever across the university. So we did really well in recruiting students this year. Our Animal and Food Sciences department has the largest freshman class they've ever had. We had more transfer students come into OSU and come into our college this fall than we ever have. So our efforts to recruit and encourage people to come here really have paid dividends. So we're really excited about that, to have that kind of response. And of course, students are thrilled to be back, in person and in regular classes and so on.
The high number of students adds to the challenge of in-person classes during the COVID pandemic.
We're not out of the woods yet. This pandemic has not gone away. And so it's really a matter of kind of learning how to manage carefully with the fact that we've got this transmissible virus around, and yet, work continues. So it's been, at times sort of uncertain about how we're going with this. President Shrum has tried to keep her finger on the pulse of how things are going. As a physician, of course, she's paying particularly close attention to everyone's health and trying to have the best public health setting we can, given this restrictions that we have. So,
if you happen to be walking around the corner of Farm Road and Monroe Street, Kuhn said you may notice that the streets are fittingly dusted orange.
And if you come to campus now, you kind of get to experience it. I told people earlier, we brought a lot of fill into the site, and most of the trucks came down Farm Road, and they were bringing in soil from southern Payne County, so it was pretty red. And by the end of the summer, Farm Road had turned orange. And so we were taking credit for that with the spillage. But yeah, so we call it our New Frontiers Agricultural Hall project. It's going up on the site there just west of the Noble Research Center, right across the street from the Animal Sciences Building in the Food and Ag Products Center. And the parking lot that used to be there is no more. The one-story building at the north end of that lot, Ag North, that's gone. And as I said, they've brought in a lot of fill. So what was a sloping hillside is now pretty level. And as you come by the site and you look at it, you realize this is going to be a big building.
With the tremendous goodwill from donors, alumni, and the agricultural industry, Kuhn said he's sure they're going to reach their goal, hopefully by the end of the year. You've got farm news on Ron.
Deeper Seed Farms has three excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from in 2021. Bob Dole, SY Monument, and Green Hammer all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your seed wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.